This is Jay Shaft reporting for Coalition for Free Thought and Media in St. Petersburg, Florida at the 4th of July festivities. And Suncoast Peace Education Group has come down here to flyer the crowd and publicly educate people on the cost of war and occupation. And according to several reports on the phone I just got, there have been significant harassment and they are attempting to make them move from where they're at right now. So I'm just going to get up here and report on it. I was in the process of actually walking down here for this report when I was called on the phone about the harassment. So evidently it was significant enough that somebody did call me, and I am coming up right now on the place where I don't seem to see them. It's very interesting. I'm probably going the wrong way. Yes, I'm an idiot. I walked the wrong way. And as I walk up on Suncoast Peg, I do see a large contingent of police officers in front of them. Let's see. One, two, three, four, five of them. And we'll get an update on what's going on here in just a second. Okay, I'm on the scene here. Looks like a group of about maybe 15 people here with Suncoast Peg. They are sitting on lawn chairs. Looks like the rest of the crowd over here has blankets down and everything else. The only difference is the signs out here and possibly a political issue coming up, because I don't see any difference that this group would have with the other one if there was no signs up here. So it obviously is an issue of the signs being up. Now, what's going on down here? What have they said so far?
They told us not to hand out any literature, and we're not. They told us not to approach anyone, and we're not. They told us not to shout, but we are shouting back at people. One person came up and shouted at us, and we're being told that we can't respond to that in kind. And we have only on display our website on one of the signs. I have a flag in my pants, and that's pretty much it.
So they said you were not allowed to hand out information or literature to people or approach anybody.
Unless we were in a free speech zone.
Well, where are the free speech zones at?
On the north, where nobody
only
is.
Only one free speech zone, and that is on the north-hand side of Straub Park.
Where it was last year, we had the visual there last year, and I reported on that, and they had a little small 10x10 square last year. So, once again, a free speech zone in America, on the 4th of July, no less, a free speech zone where you can only speak freely in that zone. Cages, a zoo. That's what it looked like to me last year. I will go over there and look at it now, but it looks like free speech is not allowed down here on the 4th of July, and I will try to talk to the police officers about this and get their the statute and the ordinance that might be violated.